During the first 7 days of the mandatory evacuation of people from Donetsk region, it was possible to evacuate almost 2,000 people, including 385 children and 102 persons with reduced mobility. Minister for Reintegration of Temporarily Occupied Territories of Ukraine Irina Vereshchuk has said. It is very important for us that people evacuate quickly, because the shelling does not stop, and winter is about to come, the minister said. She assured that everyone who wants to move will be helped to register for evacuation, arrive at an assembly point, be transported to their place of residence, etc. Currently, residents of Donetsk region are offered to move to Kirovohrad, Poltava, Khmelnytsky, Zhytomyr regions and regional centers. Special trains are organized for people with reduced mobility. Immediately after arrival, people are paid a one-time cash benefit. Then, all those with the status of internally displaced persons are paid monthly cash assistance. International organizations also help the displaced. The other day, Vereshchuk reported that about 1,000 to 1,200 people left Kherson and Zaporizhia regions every day. Between the 1st of August and the 5th of August, 5,330 people left. The minister clarified that these statistics did not include people evacuating on their own transport, as it is difficult to record them. However, every day there are more and more such refugees. At the same time, head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration Serhii Heyday informed that the authorities were unable to evacuate people from that Russian-occupied region, as there were no corridors. People can leave the region only on their own in several ways. The first direction is to go through Kharkiv region on foot. The second one is through Zaporizhia region, but there are now huge queues, as there are many people who want to go to the territory controlled by the government of Ukraine. Another direction is a large circle through the territory of the Russian Federation and the Baltic countries. Bohdan Marushchuk,